Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Almost every day, I'm chomping at the bit to get in here and get on air, but today is particularly important. Not only is the news out of control and also horrifying at many levels, it's also hilarious. And unfortunately, I think I've overdosed on the New World Order because now I'm beginning to find a lot of it entertaining. I think I've kind of gone over the mountain, gone over the hill, as they say. It may be a temporary thing, but I guess you can only be depressed and bummed out about tyranny so long before you start seeing it all as a very painful joke. I guess the endorphins are kicking in, but we are here. We are broadcasting worldwide, and we have no guests today, so we can cover a ton of news, premiere a lot of key reports we've done the last few days, and just cover the absolute mass insanity. It's more than just organized globalist tyranny. It is just society absolutely thumb-sucking decadent, feeding off of those of us worldwide that absolutely bust our hind ends to try to be good moral people and work hard and build a better society. And I've studied history. I've studied modern events as well, more recent history, and we know exactly where this decadent cycle is going. This society is going off the edge of a cliff. But it's not going to go off spectacularly like the Romans or the Aztecs or the Nazis or the communists in Russia. That was spectacular. This is going to be hyper spectacular. And so any of you out there saying you're bored because you're watching mainstream television all day designed to dumb you down and designed to basically give you simulated reality so that you don't recognize real reality. It's designed to make you stand down and be rolled over and be a non-player in the world, in the game of life, in reality, in the third dimension. It's a neutralizer. They're blowing your rudder off, blowing your engines out. The real world, I mean, I'll guarantee you, if the general public knew what I knew or what other researchers know that really do the real research and have really read what the globalist plan is, it is from the mind of the devil. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And the reason I laugh as a subconscious defense mechanism, and that's what it is because I'm so freaked out, and I get a little bit of an evil, sick, twisted enjoyment, which is fleshly and worldly and bad, but I just can't help it, that all the people think they're on the winning team and serving corruption. Man, oh, you're really going to get it. Oh, man, you think you're on the winning team? You think you open the door for this to come in? And you think it's going to take care of you? You really think you're safe under those wings? You've got another thing coming. And if you think I'll sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool because all it takes is you and I. Out there is a fortune just waiting to be had. But to continue the quote, my fortune, I'm not looking for physical wealth, though you need that as a shield against oppression and tyranny and to defend yourself. It's certainly needed. On my hierarchy of needs, it's not even in the equation, though. I want hearts and minds. I want to empower humanity. And the globalists want hearts and minds. All of this elaborate system and the control and issuance of currency and credit is so they can control minds. It isn't about the yachts. It isn't about the supermodels. It isn't about just the temporal power and landing in the helicopters at the Formula One race with everyone worshiping them. Those are just mid-level people. At the top, it's about death and how many people you can kill, how many innocent children can you kill, how many people can you poison through the food and water. That's the currency. Hard human sacrifice. That's how the world really works. The modern world and the world government is set up to carry out the orderly extermination as a sacrifice to Gaia. Their Gaia is Lucifer.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The company behind shooting targets of children receives a $2 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security. Contracts were for training aids and paper targets. In fact, the company's now on record saying Homeland Security requested from them pregnant women, small children as the new targets, and they're called, per Homeland Security request, no hesitation targets for instinctive training so that you'll learn to kill old people, women, children, pregnant women, five-year-old boys, you name it. Those are now officially confirmed by the company. Just in the last 2 years, $2 million in contracts for paper targets. That's what they purchased. Paper targets, $2 million worth. Now you know where the 2 billion plus bullets. Oh, yes, it's now over 2 billion bullets, as being reported by Breitbart.com, Associated Press, and others. So here you go. And we just introed with a clip from Death Race 2000 that came out, what, the 1970s? 1974, 39 years ago, the year I was born, with Sylvester Stallone and Mr. Carradine and others. Unbelievable. And we're going to do a review of that film, because in it, the government's trying to exterminate the population under eugenics. They have euthanasia day every week at the hospital, and killing women and children because they're fertile, women especially, are the highest bonus points. And then, of course, we have Grand Theft Auto in the games where you simulate it in the last decade. And now drones, oh, Obama, kill 200 people in a village to kill one bad guy. They claim a bad guy. And now here are the headlines. Obama moves to authorize domestic drone strikes in America. We told you that was coming. Daily Mail. This video is coming up for radio listeners. U.S. Air Force deploying terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets. I told you many years ago from my Marine Corps sources that they'll fly over, dump out a bunch of small little drones about 5 to 10 inches across, some even smaller, and then they go fly up with a face scan of you, and that's how they do this, they admit, and then it comes up and blows your head off. They've got small remote control cockroaches. They had this at least 25 years ago, where it's a real cockroach with a microchip on its head, and then it can even carry a bioweapon, a little capsule, a little plastic capsule that the front of it dissolves with an enzyme once it's pressed, and the roach or roaches are released in your yard. They go in with a DNA-designed bioweapon just for you and then kill you. You die a few days later of an exotic flu or fever. This has all been announced, and it sounds like total science fiction. In fact, they'll probably have national news if this Daily Mail report gets picked up. I know the Mail follows what we do very closely. We follow them as well because they pick up on a lot of science and tech news. And I'll guarantee you, this story gets big because Drudge has picked it up and others. They'll come out and say, Alex Jones claims the Pentagon is developing swarms of killer drone robots. Doesn't matter. The Air Force has released a 4-minute training video we're going to be showing. And, of course, in Death Race 2000, they've got drones killing people as well. And it's a eugenics-based world government carrying out extermination. Now, that's going to be coming up here on the broadcast today. And in other news, New York bill would force gun owners to buy at least 1 million in insurance. And it's Felix Ortiz, one of the big pro open border North American Union globalist. He wants it to be like Mexico. Felix Ortiz wants it to be like Mexico, where all the guns have been taken from the citizens, so it has the highest crime rate in the world. And another open border race member, I mean, again, I protested the Klan, I'm protesting these people, La Raza, the race, those in the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. Linda Sanchez, who's called, again, I'm just pointing out that the pro-open border crowd who are pushing race-based politics. I'd love to have immigrants to this country from Ukraine, Japan, Mexico. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your background is, as long as you want private property in the Second Amendment. Problem is, I've seen the major statistics and polls. We've shown them. Over 90% of the newly, you know, legalized illegals that then become citizens become hardcore socialists who are anti-gun. We're going to have a Castro-type takeover in this country, folks. And it's a socialist liberation theology funded by the Ford Foundation in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Rich, elite, Rockefeller, Carnegie Foundation, Ford Foundation operations on record created this entire liberation theology. And so part of being in the Raza now, they're trying to force Hispanics into this, the media, the Spanish television, again, owned by mainly old white men and folks, are trying to force Hispanics into this Raza. And when you're in the Raza, you're anti-gun, you're pro-abortion, you're pro-globalism, and you're pro-socialism. And it's going to be game over, folks. Game over, because they've attached nationalism and race consciousness, which is very powerful. See, they wanted to get rid of that in the U.S. so there'd be no sovereignty. Even nationalism's a no-no. So we basically don't have an immune system. And then politically, we can be usurped by Mexico, but not for Mexico to take over the U.S. The globalists have shipped the drugs in there, put in the cartels, taken the guns, collapsed it, devalued their currency, forced the rural populations off their land all over Mexico, into Mexico City and then north to the maquiladores, absolutely devastating them, forced sterilization of their women. One-third of the babies in Mexico City born with a syndrome of having no upper brain. All you have is a brain stem. I mean, I want those people to live. I want them to have children. I want them to be healthy. I want them to be free. I want them to have guns. I want them to have respect. But they've been programmed, just like the general American population has been programmed into trendiness. The Mexican population predominantly, and this is 101 on record, the government prints maps, says the U.S. belongs to Mexico, says it's a reconquering, and the U.S. government helps pay for it. Just like it came out in the Washington Post a decade ago, or about 11 years ago, that hundreds of millions a year were spent in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s radicalizing Muslims and paying for Quran translations and Quranic literature saying, kill America, kill the Jews, hand grenade everyone, murder, death, kill. Because they don't want big glistening skyscrapers and movie theaters and discotheques. And, I mean, you know, the Arabs have gotten super high IQs, folks. And then the Persians. They don't want them over there building rockets to the moon. The people that, you know, invented mathematics and so much more. No, they want them running around murdering each other. And it worked great. So they've been culturally destroyed. Mexico, who used to have Central America for about 30 years, they had the Southwest for about 25 years. They are so elitist in the national race consciousness that they hate the Guatemalans, probably five times more than they hate Americans. Look it up. Any illegal immigrants coming to Mexico, you're arrested 6 months hard labor. But see, no one ever plays that card. It's like, be nice, be for open borders. And I want to point out that the La Raza and Mecha and Antonio Villaraigosa and these people have successfully, under Ford Foundation control, converted taking guns, private property, and abortion to Raza. Really, I thought Raza would just be humanity doing well and everybody living in peace and having private property, the Second Amendment, and not aborting your kids. And by the way, they got a real problem with La Raza and Mecha and all this because they're having trouble getting Mexicans to kill their kids. And that you hear them on the news. We can't get the Mexicans to take welfare. We can't get the Mexican immigrants to come trust us. They know government's corrupt. They They've been forced up here, most of them. Now, there are a lot of criminals that flee Mexico as well. There is that percentage of the illegals out of Mexico that work the system, and the globalists are trying to advertise to them. Come have your baby for free. Come get everything for free. It's all waiting for you. It's all waiting for free. Don't you want this free stuff? And I hear the mayor on the news. And everybody going, we need Hispanics, people who are illegal, to come get welfare. But also Hispanic citizens, you need welfare. You know, you're not getting on welfare. They don't want to help you. They want to kill you. Okay? So that's what's so frustrating about this is I'm faced with overwhelming racism being pushed by the big banks and the big media that own the Spanish media and the hyper-nationalistic. Listen, I ought to get Max Cabrera in here, who grew up in Venezuela and saw his family business taken over by Chavez and stuff, to tell you what it's like when the socialists take over a Latin American country. It's hell on earth. And that's the globalist plan. That's the globalist plan. That is the globalist plan. Right-wing Cubans and people, salt of the earth. But see, right-wing Cubans are a tiny minority, folks. I kill a communist for free. Anyways, the point is, quoting Tony Montana, the point is that this country's in deep trouble. The globalists are dissolving all the borders. They're destroying Mexico. They've destroyed Latin America. They're destroying all of North America now. And this is a hardcore issue because I just see it every day. Yep, Felix Ortiz, $1 million insurance every year to have a gun. And of course, registration and complete control. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. Representative Linda Sanchez, unbelievable. Biden says, buy a shotgun. Wait till we play this. Sheriff warns of second American Revolution if gun grabbers get their way. Milwaukee County law enforcer urged his citizens to arm themselves. And that's up at drudgereport.com in the gun news on the left-hand side. Very important article. We ought to play a clip of that again. He was on this 2 days ago. We've got all the other huge news, but this is Death Race 2000. We'll play that again in the next hour if you missed it. Yeah, the globalists claim it's all love, and they attach the idea of all the different, quote, races working together and being in peace. They connect that to socialism and taking your guns and world government and high taxes. And they're like, oh, you don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. Oh, the kids were chanting USA at the basketball game, Hispanic youth, mainly playing Hispanic youth in San Antonio. It must be racist. I mean, folks, whenever a football team is winning, people will chant USA against another football team. It's just the ubiquitous chant. Oh, the Jabba the Hutt toy, the Arabs want it banned. It's really racist. Oh, see, everything is racist except the real racism. Because the globalists are using it to divide and conquer. You think the New World Order wants Latin America with 600 million people to ever become free and free market and the dynamo it would be and the wealth that would be created? When you read the Population Commission put out by the British government in 49, they say, we want to promote authoritarianism in other countries because it will create bad economies and then we won't be overtaken. It's very simple. Read Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. 1,100 plus pages. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. Go read it. I mean, I was reading out of it 2 weeks ago on air, where they said an armed population is a free society. Therefore, we need to take the guns. Only the government needs the weapons. We want a tyranny. We don't care if it's socialist, fascist, or communist. As long as it's authoritarian. We are the globalist. We are above it all. Brzezinski's written 3 books that I've personally read. I think he's written 5 total. Bragging about this. See, they know you're not reading Tragedy and Hope. They know you're not reading Between Two Ages. They know you're not reading The Technotronic Age. They know you're not reading Men and Powers, a political retrospective by Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, where they lay out the whole Trilateral Commission, New World Order, the real decisions get made at Bilderberg, but even more decisions get made at Bohemian Grove, and we're going to bring in a global corporate government. Same thing in 1975, or whatever year it was, in Network. In fact, will you guys cue up the Network speech, Howard Beale? Not his I'm as mad as hell speech. It's the one where, I think we have it saved, Howard Beale talks to the executive, talks to Mr. Sackett, I think is his name. And he's like, Mr. Beale, you are part of an old system with nations and people. There are no nations. There are no people. that is only, and they list the corporations. But that would be one thing. I saw some video criticizing me last week on YouTube, ran across it. And the guy was like, yes, he had this funny British accent. He goes, yes, there is a global government being formed by corporations. And yes, they're enslaving everyone. But I can work at my corporate slave job and buy stock in the company and buy myself out of slavery. As if that's really going to do that for you. There's like this make-believe. I would see this make-believe by intelligent people who live in a little apartment and drive a junky car, and they're all obsessed with the fact that they're not wealthy and they feel bad about themselves, but they understand what the establishment's doing. So they're like cheering it on and, ah, yes, you'll never stop what we're doing. I own some stock in Walmart and in defense contractors, and I understand what's going on, so I'm in control of it. I mean, that is the most pathetic position to be in. That, Chris, I think I sent you that video last week. I sent you a couple of them. I think it was something like Alex Jones and Paul Watson are KGB agents, or something ridiculous was the name. Yeah, the guy's so funny. Since I mentioned it, try to dig him out. Yeah, I got to find which one it is where he goes, I can have stock. And the guy's hilarious. The guy needs to go to Hollywood immediately. And believe me, go to a casting call. You've got a job as the new Dr. Evil. Just that guy. I could hang out with that guy at a cocktail party all day. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Anyways, the crazier, the better. The new theory is that Paul Watson and I, hold on, this is all over the internet right now. I've seen it for 2 weeks, and I don't have really time to enjoy it. It is one of my guilty pleasures. It's almost like bonbons or something, bonbons and light beer. But hold on for it. Not only is the new rumor that Paul Watson and I are gay lovers, we are gay reptoid space alien lovers. And these people online are serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. Our reporter in England with his brother and his wife all working great job on the team as reporters and researchers. Now the total proof. All right. See, I shouldn't have segued off into my guilty pleasure. I shouldn't have segued off into it. And the thing is, these people are not joking. This unintentional comedy. They really are the crazy conspiracy theorists, and they just believe every whacked out deal. By the way, not only is there the gay lover reptiles, we're space alien reptoid blood drinking lovers. I'm also Bill Hicks, and those theories. Interesting. Bill Hicks is a reptoid, and I'm going to be honest, folks. I am a blood drinking reptoid, and I am Bill Hicks. Okay, I'm just and the government loves you as well.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to get into the audio and video clips I was just mentioning, dealing with globalism and how it really operates, that it's a global corporate government to reduce the population, to shut down society. Then I'm going to get into EPA ex-boss Jackson caught breaking law, scamming U.S. taxpayers. That scandal deepens. The reason it's important is it can bring down their whole carbon trading crime syndicate, or seriously damage it. It could be a Death Star level a destruction event, like the Copenhagen documents getting out. We're also going to get into the financial news. We're also going to get into USDA, Mexican consulate to immigrants. Don't worry, food stamps won't affect citizenship chances. And McCain getting in trouble at town hall events over his total amnesty plan. Really important news. Apple is building something bigger than TV. Yeah, it's smart spy systems that tie into everything to run your house. The race between Microsoft, Apple, all of them, is to control your house. And they're all government subsidiaries in the final equation anyway. So we're going to be breaking down what's really behind all of that. But first, the really big news that I already mentioned. When we first put this out yesterday, we went, we checked the company, we made sure it was a real company. You know, we do things like that. And then we went and checked their purchase orders, that the company is one of the biggest sellers of paper targets. We even went and bought some of the targets. They're on their way. Of women holding, you know, babies, women holding a child's hand, old men, pregnant women. And don't worry, they're all the new white Al-Qaeda. All the new training videos, all the things. Never a, quote, majority minority. It's only, as Homeland Security says, it's white gun owners, Southerners especially, are what Homeland Security's for. That's official. And that just hangs out there. And people couldn't believe this was real. It's now the company's responded. We have audio of that. And then they put a press release out as well saying, hey, the Homeland Security paid $2 million for these. They wanted these. And they say this represents the new threat. And they believe they're going to be in the general public. And again, if this was a housewife-looking black lady or Hispanic, I'd be saying the same thing. But it's all whites. Again, this is the new shift, as Homeland Security MIAC document said. White, conservative, libertarian gun owners. And it's the government trying to get everybody else to go, hey, let's gang up and get these people. And it's all run by old white men mainly. So it's a diabolical plan. We're going to be getting into that here today. But it's total divide and conquer. And, of course, it's just like health care. Hey, let's get the rich people. Let's get you some free health care. Didn't give you free health care. Didn't cover pre-existing conditions. Made poor people buy overpriced, now doubling insurance, and was a big payroll tax on you. So it's the perception versus the reality. The hype of, man, it's going to be great. You know, come on in. Try that soup. And it's a bowl of, you know, gasoline. I mean, it's poison. But you don't want to admit you've been conned. You're like, it's delicious. Now, whatever you do, don't strike a match. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. And they're now announcing the swarms of drones to invade the cities, surveillance drones everywhere, little robots on wires in the city that go back and forth on a wire, on wheels, surveilling everyone. And they're now going to have the robots more automated, not just a robot on the side of your house that's inanimate like a smart meter, but it's going to be now everywhere. Japan's already rolling out robots that sit on the street corner barking orders and with cameras to get everybody ready for this. The full rollout. Globalists don't need us anymore. They've got the big, pretty much robot-run mines being set up all over the world. They've got the robot-run ships, the robot-run aircraft with the human stewards on board, and they've got the robot-run factories, and it's just what Bill Joy said 12 years ago, how the globalists plan to set up the technocracy and then kill everybody. But before that, they're going to have race war and bioweapons releases. Don't worry. Before all that happens, the socialists are going to get to take over and take your businesses and take your houses and tell doctors where they can work. And there's going to be a trampling first, because the globalists have always hated America. Not that America was perfect, but we were the best example of liberty. The Queen of England never forgets, you know, what happened to her great-great-great-grandfather. Was it great-great-great-great-great-great? How many grandfathers? Was it 4 or 5 great-grandfathers back? They'll never forget what happened 6, 7, 8 generations ago. They'll never forgive. So America, with globalists, it's all about genetic scores to settle. So America will be poisoned, will be dumbed down. I've got stacks of articles, the aspartame cancer, brain damage, lower IQs, lower fertility, diabetes exploding. You won't hear La Raza saying, hey, Hispanics, why do we have about, I forget the number. It's something like they estimate by 2020, 60-something percent of Hispanics will have diabetes, getting their arms and legs sawed off. And it's actually targeting Hispanics. The aspartame is just absolutely tailored for your physiology to kill you better than a hammer. But there's not going to be any La Raza Mecha discussions. They're all sponsored by Coke. So, I mean, but as long as you smile and say, you're conquering, let's saw your leg off. We just aborted your baby. Get that evil white Alex Jones, that filthy person. Look at that big racist wrestler, says he hates Mexicans and loves Alex Jones. It's just entertainment. See how the total programming's happening? I've got a stack of news here where every major cosmetic line that's not organic is just poisoning you. Every food product poisoning you. Just all designed. So you have to understand, The global government is designed to kill you. And it's designed to just phase it all in. 17 years I've told you that aspartame tied to obesity and type 2 diabetes. Gee, I went and looked at the major studies out there. You can too. People in the 50s ate more saturated fat, more chicken fried steaks, fried chicken almost every night, half of a pie, guzzling pure milk, smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey, and did you know they lived longer? Our longevity has now dropped officially. They ate stuff much worse. And now lung cancer in women is sevenfold. I saw the statistic 5 years ago, ABC News. Sevenfold increase in women's lung cancer in just that decade. Oh, but let's not. Why is there a 10,000% increase in plus in cancers of children? Why is it a 3,000+% in breast cancer? Why do we lead the world? Why are Hispanics who even try to eat healthy dying all over the place? It doesn't. Shut up, racist. Shut up. Hey, don't abort your baby. Shut up, racist. I will kill my baby, you racist white. Ooh, I'm going to kill him right now. I'm going to kill him. Get out of my way. I'm going to drink Diet Coke. The government loves me. It's going to give me some free welfare. I mean, it is just so over the top how insane all this has gotten. And it gets to me, folks. Yeah, British women quit smoking at age 102. Look at that, Clara Cowell. I'm not saying that smoking's a good thing. My point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is designed to kill us. Bertrand Russell's books, Holdren's books, Kissinger's Memorandum 200, State Department, 73, October 73. I mean, it's all on paper. It's not my opinion. The Chinese elite, the British elite, the European elite, it all comes out in the news. I've done reports where they're obsessed with their own, quote, secret organic farms. Folks are spraying so many chemtrails, they grow in the secret Chinese communist and the British royalty and all of them. We've got the articles that have come out. You can pull it up. Just type Chinese communist elite don't eat what their public eats. Have secret greenhouses. British royalty, secret greenhouses. German government, secret greenhouses. Secret food deliveries. Secret water filtration. Secret vaccines that actually do protect them. And then they give something else to the public. Look up everything I just said. It's all right there. It's all right there. It's all right there. Okay, so they say, hey, we're taking over with the global government. It's for your own good. No, it's not. It's not just a new form of government under global corporations. They're eugenicists. I don't want to say they're Nazis because that's not fair. They created the Nazis. The Nazis were an apple that fell off that tree. And they're now sterilizing women in Mexico forcibly. Just type in women sterilized in Mexico. And you could say, well, there are too many. Oh, wait, that'll always be a liberal. It's like, hey, see, a liberal's like, whites are evil, horrible, communism will defeat them, taking their guns will defeat them. Well, that's taking your guns, your private property, too. But then, oh, aborting, forcibly sterilizing Hispanics, that's quite liberal. And as long as I say, I love you, I love La Raza, you'd be like, oh, shoot me in the head then. Oh, here, don't kill your babies. Get back, racist. Don't kill your babies, Hispanics. Don't kill your babies. Shut up, racist. Kill your babies. Oh, I love you. Oh, kill the baby. I mean, do you understand how sick this is, ladies and gentlemen? Do you understand how sick this is? Let's go to the 1970s film Network, where Howard Beale, the mad as Hades, not going to take it anymore. I'm a human being. We're going to go to this clip where he's being dressed down by the corporate owner about the New World Order. Here it is.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr.
And you will atone.
And I won't have it. Is that clear? Do you think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rands, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
Which the insiders control.
The natural order of things today.
The symbol of energy becomes the energy.
That is the atomic...
And subatomic.
And subatomic and galactic structure of things today.
No, they're not, you fraudster.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature.
Shut up, Kinlay.
And
shut up, Bloomberg. Shut up, Al Gore.
Atone.
No, I will not take your fraud anymore.
I'm getting through to you, Mr. Beale.
No, you're not getting through to me.
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy.
See, this is just saying give up.
There is no America.
You will be assimilated.
There is no democracy. There is only IBM.
There's only cancer viruses.
And AT&T.
And checkpoints.
And DuPont.
And early
Dow,
death.
Union Carbide.
Just roll over and die.
And Exxon.
Just roll over
those
and die.
Those are the nations of the world today.
Which are run by psychopathic killers.
What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts.
And they get orders from David Rockefeller and Armin Hammer.
Statistical decision theories, Minimax solutions, and compute the price, cost, probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies.
They're not investments anymore. It's fraud.
The world is a college of corporations.
Shutting down other people so they can take
inexorably
over.
Inexorably determined by the...
Using government to shut down their competition.
Bylaws of business.
To engage in fraud and selectively enforce and then exempt
the
themselves.
Is a business, Mr. Beale.
No, it's not. It's a giant kill grid run by psychopaths.
It has been since man crawled out of the slime.
And that's their argument, social Darwinism. But they tell us there's not a war.
Our children.
They tell us they love us. But they are waging war against us.
To see that.
They've bought 2 billion bullets and are training on paper targets of you and your wife and your children. They are training on paper targets of your children for a civil war.
Or brutality.
No brutality or famine because you're going to kill everybody.
One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all
where you are a human resource to be used
to
up.
Serve a common profit.
That's enough.
Which all men will hold.
Yeah, let me explain something. The Hollerith machines by IBM were funded by the Rockefellers and their family planning division in about 1916, 1917, 1920. The first Hollerith machines were used for race mixing studies. And they were also used to study people that had syphilis, you know, if they didn't treat them, how long would it take to kill them? How long would it take to have them die? And then those Hollerith machines were shipped to Nazi Germany, and they would work people to death in the labor camps. That's what the tattoo was for, was an IBM Hollerith machine. How much to work you? See, that's what this is all actuated out. How long can they work? How long can they put you in prison? What economic group do you come from so your family can pay all the fines and fees? Then how do they get you in prison or get you on social welfare, get you in a government system? How do they make sure you get vaccines that have cancers bound to RNA strains that will bind in certain cell structures that once hormone levels dip below a certain point near retirement, you will then have congenital cancers designed to the first wave to almost kill you but suck your retirement. And then the next cancer they've already injected you with, that's meant to wipe you out. They've got it all actuaried out, how to kill you, how to do it. Isn't that a loving group of people? Isn't that a loving group of people? But let's go ahead and go to this guy. We'll have to go to break with him. This is some guy on YouTube, hilarious, saying, because I don't like the foreign corporations that have taken over America, that me and Watson, again, are KGB agents. Really beautiful, good stuff. And then at the end of the video, we'll come back and play the rest of the break. He says, yes, it's true, it's a tyranny, but I get to own stock in it. And this is the mindset. So he's buying into what Howard Beale was just told. So here it is. Enjoy.
Wherever there's an Arab dictator, you can count on Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson to route for them, because Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson are useful idiots for the KGB and especially for the
FBI. He's wearing a black and gold fez, by the way.
Are of the KGB. They are useful idiots because they so thoroughly hate the United States government and the New World Order that they will merge with anyone who is opposed to U.S. government.
You know he shoots these when his mother's out doing the shopping.
The Anglo-American establishment. I, for one, think that New World Order is a good thing because it allows you... I have heard Tom Hartman on Russia Today, the organ of the KGB, the other day, criticizing Walmart for being a predatory company. Walmart is a predatory company, but if you're an American or a denizen of the Western world, you can purchase stock in Walmart. You can purchase stock in...
Hold on, back it up 20, 30 seconds, because this is key. We're going to come back and play this. And buy your way out of slavery, he says. And again, the audio is not that good for radio. It's just, it's precious jewels. In fact, can you find the name of his YouTube channel? I want to give that guy a plug. Hey, buddy, you need to come to Hollywood. I mean, you have got a job right now as Dr. Evil. All right, I'm going to get very, very serious in the next hour and get into the top stories in detail and then take your phone calls. It's going to be open phones in the second and third hour today. I sent this over to the guys to play about a week ago and forgot to, but they did find his channel. Can we put that up on screen for TV viewers, please? His YouTube channel is Ben Colby, and you can go to the channel, or Vin Colby, excuse me. I'd have known if it was up. I had to go from memory there. But Vin Colby, and this is what he has to say about globalism and about why he likes the New World Order, why he thinks it's a good thing. And I actually hear this a lot from establishment types who aren't even really in the establishment, but they think they are, that, well, you can just buy stock in the predatory system. And that's just a total white flag to the corruption. So let's go back to that clip.
You can purchase stock in Walmart. You can purchase stock in McDonald's. You can purchase stock in Lockheed Martin, the biggest defense contractor in the world, and share in the prosperity. You can work your little corporate job, earn some money, and purchase your freedom from slavery by buying into these globalist stocks. So the denizens of the Western world have that option to escape terribly. The Russians do not have that option because all their enterprises are controlled by the mafia ring of Vladimir Putin. The denizens of Syria have absolutely no options. They want to wear the Syrian woman. They want to wear miniskirts. They want to listen to Lady Gaga. They want to listen to Britney Spears. They want to go naked on the beach. They want to buy Gucci, like Assad's wife, who was born in London, an Arab immigrant to London, buys French, Italian fashions, and British fashions.
That's enough. He goes on to basically say again that I in the West can buy my way out of slavery. And I always love this vein of thinking. I've got foreign megabanks that want to bring in Agenda 21, taking over. They're the ones trying to get my guns. They're the ones lobbying to take my guns. They're the ones lobbying to make me take vaccines. They're the ones lobbying to have drones over me. Okay, they're the ones coming down my street. And so I'm exposing the New World Order, the private Federal Reserve that started taking over in 1913. I'm not moving to Russia. I don't like the corruption in Russia. I don't want to live under Assad, but Assad's not attacking me. Russia's not attacking me. My criminal government, run by foreign banks, is putting Al-Qaeda into Libya and Syria to bring those countries down while telling me, give my rights up because Al-Qaeda wants to attack. Here's the Times of India. U.S. issues worldwide caution to its citizens of terror threats by Al-Qaeda. The globalists created Al-Qaeda. So when the Russian media came out and said, yeah, take the American people's guns, I went absolutely ape and said, take their license away if they keep this up. Kick them out of here. Because you don't have a, if you're domestic, you have the First Amendment. Foreign state-run media shouldn't be over here saying, take my rights. Neither should Piers Morgan. He should go back and face all the criminal inquiries in England. So it's simple. And so they play this game of, oh, you don't like America because you don't want to be under these corporations. At least you can buy stock in it. How immoral is that? It's like, hey, you don't like vampires living next door? You know, they might let you have a few drops of blood of the kid they grab out the street of you. Go over and be nice to them. That vampire is going to end up eating you one day as well. I'm not a useful idiot. I actually know what's going on. The globalists are the big dog. The New World Order Corporate Banking Guild are the eugenicists. They're the bad ones, and they're teamed up with the communist Chinese to double-cross the Russians. The Russians can't get their act together. That's why they're not the big threat. The communist Chinese and the New World Order. That's the threat, buddy boy.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to give the phone number out in the next segment. And we're going to take calls in this hour and into the third hour today. I'm going to cover just a huge amount of key news in the next segment on a host of issues. A company behind shooting targets of children receives $2 million from DHS. Contracts were for training aids and paperboard, and they requested the ones of children so they can train with their 2 billion rounds to come in your house and kill you. They call them no hesitation, getting ready to fight their enemy. 100% white Americans. Continuing, law enforcement requested shooting targets of pregnant women and children. Obama moves to authorize domestic drone strikes. The Air Force announces giant hordes of a larger drone flies over and drops up to 100 killer robots out on you that fly in, face scan your target. It's all very inexpensive technology, and murder you. So, but I mean, we should turn our guns in, though, for the balance of power. Everything's fine. That is going to be coming up. Some good news on the TSA front. Kansas considers putting limits on TSA. We're going to get into the big gun grabs that are going on right now. And, of course, the economic news. And, again, some of this is really negative. But knowing it's happening and getting 7.5 billion people moving in the direction of liberty, even if half the population's like cattle, well, that's insulting cattle, just chewing their cud, chewing their vomit mindlessly, you can still get the cattle moving in a direction once they realize there's a threat. And the big thing is the globalists are doing the implosion by design. Agenda 21 is stated in thousands of public documents as a program to impoverish you and bankrupt you for social engineering assimilation. Okay? It's called slavery. It's called sharecropping. It's called neo-serfdom. You can use whatever techno term now you want, but we're entering a proto-matrix system, but they're not going to have us as human batteries serving the machines. They're just going to kill us dead or a hammer. This is all, that's why the news gets crazier, what they get away with gets crazier, because it's all part of the otherworldliness now where they just get away with anything ahead of the mass culling. And again, they say that's their plan. They've been carrying out what they say their plan is right on target, but not on schedule. By that, they do exactly what they say they're going to do, but they're about 10 years behind. 7 to 10 years, depending on which actuary presents his new books out on that. He says they're about 10 years behind. I say about 7. The enemy's going into high gear. I'd give it 50-50 right here. Right now, we have the initiative. If we turbocharge, we can beat them. If we don't find our human spirit, if we don't find our better angels, what's the quote that I was looking for earlier out of the Bible? What's the quote? The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Yeah, my spirit, it's got the whole thing down. I know how to beat them. Whole deal. Flesh is weak. Flesh can't handle it. Flesh can't use it. Flesh can't project it. Flesh can't hold it. Flesh can't even imagine it. And it's the same thing with you. You just got to try to get the spirit in control. And, of course, you know who drives the spirit. Got to tell God, look, I don't want to be with the evil. And the minute you don't want to be with evil, you will start resonating with what's good and disliking what's bad. Doesn't mean the flesh isn't strong. Man, my flesh is strong. The flesh is strong with this one. Very strong. And that's why I can look into the minds of the evil ones, and I know what they're thinking, I know what they're doing, and it's just, they just don't have the other good attributes. They have the evil attribute, as they would see it. They have the darkness, they have the cunning, they have the twisted mind, they have the multi-leveled thinking, but not the greater multi-level thinking. And they are a great danger. And they fly like moths to the black flame. Why are so many people into darkness and death and ugliness? Because it scares them deep down, and so they see a beauty in it. They see a power in it. But all they're seeing is their goodness reflected off the wicked surface of the darkness. And so they think the power they have is from the darkness, when the darkness lies to you and tells you that it's giving you the power. That's not true. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here 3 hours. And then, of course, we have the Sunday transmission 4 to 6 p.m. Central. So that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us here in the second hour today. If your station doesn't carry the first hour, might ask him to do that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wow, the news is over the top. You've seen Karl Rove come out and demonize the Tea Party. The mainline Tea Party is not even as conservative as Ronald Reagan was. That's too conservative for Karl Rove. You've seen them say, we want total open borders, let's turn in some of the guns. That's how the Democrats are going to like us. The establishment, the foreign banks that have taken this country over with the derivatives, they want the American people disarmed. They want the American people bankrupt. This is a cold-blooded wealth consolidation. They use implosions of economies as a way to politically take over. They're not free market, they're monopoly men. Now, I know most people understand this now. But we're going to be getting into some of that a little bit more today with some economic news. But you just heard a clip put together by John Bowne, and the rest of the crew, from Death Race 2000 back in 1974, 1975. It was first released in film festivals in 74, came out in 75. You want to get factoid obsessive. The point is that in the film, there's a eugenics tyranny fighting American patriots who basically follow George Washington and Patrick Henry. Some of the characters are even named after that. And the government is eugenics-based and wants the women killed because they have babies, wants the kids killed. And in the media, it's in a future Running Man scenario. Stephen King's kind of a ripoff of Death Race 2000. His Running Man is a short story. And so it's how violence in the media has been hyped up to the point of eugenics and how they have euthanasia days. They encourage everybody to kill themselves. People say, well, how do they know this in the 70s? Because we'd already been through it in the 20s, 30s, 40s. And then it got a bad name, so it went underground. That we should, I should see that film, do a review. I saw it a long time ago, a couple times. You guys, Chris Allen, he says he's seen it recently. It's very powerful. He says it all the parallels, and I was reading some of the script online this morning. We need to do a review of that because and find out who wrote it. In fact, will you guys pull up IMDb who wrote that? Because let me tell you, boy, do they know. If they're still living, I want to get them on. We know Carradine's dead. Sylvester Stallone is in it. I think he may have been involved in the production. The point is, is that this is what they really want to set up, making drones killing people entertainment, making police videos killing a seriously Down syndrome person that wouldn't get out of the movie theater at the end of the show, choking him to the death. You know, that's entertaining. Making all these shoot 'em up video games that were designed by the Pentagon to get military to kill people up close. That's what these are designed for, what they call no hesitation, instinctive shooting. And that leads us to an article yesterday about a company that got a $2 million purchase orders last year for paper targets, and the company's now put a press release out on their Facebook. It's official. Reporters have interviewed them. The video's up on Infowars.com. We're going to play it later in the hour where they called the company. Homeland Security requested pregnant women, women holding babies, women holding children's hands, old men with shotguns in their house, and little kids to be shot. There it is. No more hesitation. Little boy. You want to order that paper target? We've ordered some in MH7. I wonder if I got cop targets, cutouts of cops, and I shot those, people would totally freak out. And they should, because whatever target you get, that is the group that's being demonized. That's the enemy. That's who's being dehumanized. And usually it's, you know, the bad guy with the bandana or the bad guy with the mask with the gun to the kid's head. Or it's the bad lady with the gun. So you can differentiate who doesn't have a gun, who has a gun. Okay? This is admittedly about getting you ready so cops won't hesitate when a woman in a purple bathrobe aims a gun. You notice the SWAT teams every week, you hear about them going to the wrong house of some insurance salesman or some Marine, and they bust in and the person has a flashlight, or the person reaches for the lamp and they kill them, or not even that. I mean, don't worry, they're already so instinctive. A lot of times they shoot their own officers. That's a big problem where they shoot the guy in the back because they're off safety going in and trip and fall. And don't worry, they always frame the guy inside. Always gets covered up properly. They've been caught a lot doing that. So, of course, it kind of hurts them when they can't find a gun in the house and they get caught planting one that was in the lockup. I mean, you've seen the reports. So this is what's going on. The Homeland Security's now bought over 2 billion bullets. I kept saying 1.75. That was a few months old. And the media was saying, well, Jones is a kook, but it's true. But he's still discredited. I mean, we need 1.6 billion. Well, now it's 2 plus billion. With a big B, and that's more bullets. At 1.6, that'd be enough for a 24-year war in Iraq. At over 2 billion, it's more than a 30-year war, Iraq war, at 5-plus million, 5.5 million rounds per month. That's enough for a 30-year war. Feds buy 2 billion rounds of ammunition. Boy, isn't that just sweet. And then they bought targets, $2 million. Now, I looked it up. This is one of the biggest outfits. Their main thing is they sell targets for the pop-up ranges, which is like a live video game with real bullets. And guess what they want? They want women and children and five-year-old little boys, because it's all about the officer. I mean, as if a cop doesn't know if somebody's actually going to aim a gun and shoot them and that person's in the wrong. Of course, you know they've federally and state ruled if a cop's in the wrong, in uniform or not, you know, a crazy cop coming to your house to kill you, you have a right to defend yourself. So I would be in my right, according to their stretching of things. Well, there could be a bad cop, or there could be a bad person impersonating an officer. You know, that goes on a lot. I better get police targets out at the range. You know, don't shoot bin Laden targets. Don't shoot bad guy targets. Ayatollah Khomeini targets. Don't shoot. No, police officer targets. Now, I'm not saying do that, but I'm tempted to actually, they've got companies where you can get anything you want made. Basically, you know, like football players, John Wayne, whatever. And we could go to the mall today. Somebody could run to Spencer's right now. I bet they've got a John Wayne or Marilyn Monroe. In fact, will you guys go do it? Will you guys ask somebody in shipping? I just sent Jacobson to buy a long-distance microphone. He's going to North Austin. Will you guys send somebody right now to get me a stormtrooper? That's a federal agent. I bet they've got a stormtrooper, and I'll make the joke. That way I can say, oh, this is a federal galactic officer. I bet folks get even mad. Well, it's a symbol of galactic oppression. You can't shoot that. And then we'll go shoot maybe John Wayne, that, and say, I don't like shooting John Wayne, but you know, imagine, oh, well, we might encounter somebody that looks like John Wayne. We need to shoot that now. And again, they're all white, which I wouldn't think anything if it wasn't in all the new Homeland Security training videos of the last 3 years. Every one of them's white. In every single one of the manuals, it says the main threat is gun owning, Southerners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. You've heard it. Ron Paul supporters in the fetters. You are terrorist. You are the new enemy. Homeland Security then officially said, yes, the new enemy is an Al-Qaeda that they, of course, run, or Fast and Furious, where they ship the guns into Mexico. No, no. The new enemy is you. And they got 2 billion bullets, and they're practicing killing grandpa. Folks, I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've shot video in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. I have footage. I shot and footage my listeners shot everywhere, all over the country, of the Army and Marines training with role players. Wait for it. Almost all of them are white, wearing rural overalls, coveralls, John Deere hats. And they practice killing you. Now, the public started understanding that was happening. And so they said, okay, we're not going to shoot a bunch of grandpas anymore with blanks or with laser tag systems hooked up to the M16s. We are now going to have it be zombie attacks. And it's on the news video of thousands of role players at one big event, hundreds of others, dressed as in football jerseys and John Deere hats. Human wave attacks, no weapons, Marines mowing them down. The government is training to mow Americans down in giant war crimes. The hollow point bullets are a war crime under the Geneva Convention. Obama is now announcing Homeland Security drones. Oh, I thought that would never happen. Thought I was a fearmonger. You paid for it. The number one enemy in history is your own military being taken over by criminals in government and used against you. Whether it was Julius Caesar 2,060-something years ago, is it almost 2,070 years ago? Time's flying here. Was Julius Caesar, Hitler, the Soviets, Mao got control of the military, large parts of it, not under Chiang Kai-shek's control. Latin American, you always hear about Latin American countries where they may have five coups a year, where general this took over for general that. African, Asian countries, everywhere, third world countries, Eastern European countries. This is it. And then you don't have a free market because one guy takes over, puts all his cousins in control, and then it gets worse and worse. I want your wife. Okay. Happened in Rome. Happens in Eastern Europe. They tell government ministers, you want to keep your job? Your wife's pretty hot. By the way, I want your daughter over here as well. By the end of the Roman Empire, they would make the Roman gentry, the old patrician class, give their daughters and sons up to a highest bidder prostitution temple. And then that wasn't enough. Then the elite started dressing up like werewolves and vampires and ripping their throats out. You think I'm joking? Look up Nero dressed as werewolf ripping children's throats out. You can't make this up. America over. They've got a collaborator media. They federalize the police and they train them for now about 20 years, but intensely the last four or five, that gun owners are terrorists, property owners are terrorists, white people are terrorists, Southerners are terrorists. As Rangel said, we must overcome the Constitution, which he swore an oath to. He should be impeached. And Southerners, which is just total racism towards, quote, whites in the South, as if only whites in the South want to own guns. That's total baloney. And it's a war against common sense, and they've committed all these crimes, and they've sold us over $1,000 trillion in fraudulent derivatives, and they're all going to go to jail unless they can hold us down and drown the republic. So they're trying to hold America under. We got bubbles coming out of our mouth. We're gasping, and they're saying, "Stay under the water. I love you, sweetie. I love you, sweetie." And no, you don't love us. You're trying to hurt us. You're bad. Get off of us. And if we just grab their hands and get them off of us and go, "You're criminals, stop it." And if they lose all credibility and we block them at every level, it's over. If we don't, folks, these are mad dogs who hate America and really want to have a civil war. and are training the police and military to kill little kids and pregnant women and your mother and your father. And they're training, and Homeland Security, this is big news, requested now with the 2 billion bullets, $2 million. And these targets, some of these are just like $10 a piece. I mean, that is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of targets of the so-called threat. And what do they call it? What do they call the training aides? What do they call the targets Homeland Security has bought? They call it No More Hesitation. So I want to get your take on this when we come back in the next segment. 800-259-9231. Now, this broke yesterday and people couldn't believe it. Kind of like 4 years ago, we got the Homeland Security documents saying veterans are the number one terrorist, veterans are the number one threat, they're the enemy, they're going to attack, we're going to have a war with them. People didn't believe that for 4 or 5 days. They thought there's no way this is real, even though it had phone numbers to Homeland Security. Until Homeland Security said, yeah, that's our document, and Alex Jones isn't supposed to have that. They're like, yeah, we're training to kill you. Yeah, what's the big deal? What do you think, this is a fun thing we're doing here? It took you over. Now this new thing comes out, and people couldn't believe it yesterday. They thought, this has got to be a joke. No, this is not The Onion. This is not a joke. This is real. Company behind shooting targets of children received $2 million from DHS. Contracts were for training aids and paperboard. That's what they call the targets. Law enforcement requested shooting targets of pregnant women and children specifically. That's the company officially in their press release. All of this is up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And dovetailing with that, Obama moves to authorize domestic drone strikes. U.S. Air Force developing terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets. We're going to be getting into that. That's Daily Mail. Air Force press release, video. We're going to play it. A New York bill would force gun owners to buy at least $1 million in insurance. Washington Times. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry, H.R. 226. Look, they know you're their property. They're getting their Christmas pig, their Christmas hog fattened up. They know when they raise taxes it bankrupts everybody because they're exempt. The insiders are exempt. They're all going to have guns. They're all going to have bodyguards. They're all going to go to Congress worth $500,000 and leave Congress worth $1 billion. Or go to Congress worth $1 million and leave worth 100-something million. Like, I mean, you know, they're taking over. They exempt themselves from Obamacare. They exempt themselves from taxes. They exempt themselves from everything. And they got legions of people in black uniforms ready to kill you and your family. How many times have I said the SWAT teams are training to kill you and your family? And here it is. This is what's going on in this country. 800-259-9231. And I should have thought to leave the lines open at first for police to call in. Have you gotten the new targets of the mommy holding their girl's hand? Or how about the 5-year-old kid? That's always a good one. Hey, no hesitation. That 5-year-old's playing with a fake BB gun or an air gun out in their backyard. Just kill him. You know, that's what you're going to do, isn't you? And people will be like, well, it's a homicide, but nobody's going to be charged. You know, the police union says so. Well, if it's for them. And we're going to arrest you if you videotape us. There's no law, but we can tell the jury. You know, some other law. Yeah, we're going to kill your 5-year-old. We're training to kill 5-year-olds. They're training when America collapses. They're telling the police and military the enemy is white gun owners. I mean, that's it. A racially motivated, socialist foreign banking, race motivated, engineered purge of the American people.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the Air Force is announcing domestic drone operations here in the U.S. for public safety. They've already been arresting people for years. I was shown footage by Marines of myself being watched in 1999 by drones. In the central coast area of California in Oakland when I was covering Operation Urban Warrior. And the code name of the drone was Death Star. And I was, the Marines dropped by the office because they were, one of them was related to somebody I worked with and said, okay, we're going to show you this. We copied it on VHS. This is classified. And they were showing Navy SEALs landing, playing the part of terrorists and other clips and trucks and things and following people in Oakland. And they go, recognize these guys? And it was myself and Mike Hansen myself and Mike Hansen walking up towards the military 100 yards away as part of the drill, and they were tracking us. They even used us in the scenario to take over the society. They even used us as combatants. You know, they sell this idea that the socialists do of military intelligence. Ha, 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 they're idiots. The military, when it gets down to actual operations like that, has the most precision of any group out there. I mean, they develop weapons that'll shoot cruise missiles down a chimney or through a window, and that was out 35 years ago. GPS, everything that our society's based on, was based via the DARPA Pentagon Advanced Laboratory Programs. And that's what all the new internet systems are, all the Trojan horses. I'm going to be getting into Apple is building something bigger than TV. Yeah, a total smart control grid. How that ties into the other reports with Google, electronic eyewear gets OK glasses, voice commands. We're going to be talking about all that after I take some phone calls. But if you go up to Infowars.com, we have the Daily Mail article linked with the video. U.S. Air Force developing terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets. And now they've got them where they're talking about it only being like a $100,000 package. And that's today. This stuff gets cheaper every couple years by an order of magnitude. You know what? Back in the 70s, a digital watch was $5,000. The first Texas Instrument ones that came out, and that was $5,000 then, the equivalent of like $15,000, $20,000. Now, today, that same watch is $5 or less. I mean, they give them away sometimes as, you know, those arcade games you play where you get the tickets, and 20 tickets, you get one, equivalent of a couple dollars. That's what's happening here. And so you get cheaper and cheaper robots, cheaper and cheaper systems. I'm going to be covering that in a moment. I guess I always get off into something because I go into these brainstorms of information. But if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, this is such huge, gigantic news that we forced the Associated Press, Fox News, CNN, you name it, to come out last week and say, yeah, the government bought over a billion, 600 million rounds of ammo. Yes, it's for domestic operations, but it's no big deal. When it is more than 10 times any number that they've ever bought in 1 year. It's more than 10 times the number that they've ever bought in 1 year. It is 24 times at the 1.6 billion level. Breitbart broke it down. 24 years. It would be 24 years in Iraq. 24 years. 24 years of war at its highest point of 5.5 million rounds of ammunition per month being used. That's how much ammo they had months ago. Now it's over 2 billion. Over 30 years at 5.5 million rounds a month. And they're only buying more, and armored vehicles and strikers and urban assault and helicopters and drones. And now they're talking about, and they show in the video, a larger mama drone, mothership drone, the size of a Predator, flies over your house and releases up to 100 killer robots. Little killer robots with their own little side propellers and wings. Very inexpensive. They fly in with basic cameras with face scan to identify, face print, and they go in and they kill you. Right out of that Tom Selleck movie, Runaway, where they had the little robots they sent in to kill you, the little swords, and they have the bullets that change directions. They actually have those now. The bullets are rocket-propelled missiles, 50 caliber. And they're arming and robots and foreign troops and mercenaries while going, turn in your guns, give us your guns. Yeah, we've got targets of your wife and targets of your five-year-old. We're training to kill them. We got 2 billion rounds of ammo. Yeah, there's checkpoints. Yeah, the border's wide open. Yeah, we ship guns to Mexico. Yeah, we're giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks, and they're just burning the money to bankrupt America. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, the EPA got caught engaged in massive fraud, giving tens of billions of dollars to their friends. Nobody's getting in trouble. Yeah, we're going to shut down half of America's coal power plants and more than double your prices that have already doubled in the last 4 years. You bet we're going to do it. You bet. You bet we run al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. You bet. You bet. You bet we ordered the stand down for 8 hours and had the ambassador killed to cover up the 10,000 heat-seeking missiles al-Qaeda was given. You bet we're putting aspartame and all the drinks that gives you brain damage, Alzheimer's-like diseases, early onset, cancer, did I mention diabetes type 2? Yeah, you bet we're doing it too. You bet we put bromide in the soft drinks. You bet we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. Yeah, you're having trouble thinking straight right now, huh? We're going to up the amount of chemtrail sprays. And you know what? As soon as the troops are about to get out, we're going to give them 10, 15 deadly shots that'll soft kill them. They'll be so sick they'll never be able to fight. Ha, 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 ha. And people are tuning into this show going, what are you talking about? This is crazy. It is crazy. Hitler was crazy. Stalin was crazy. Mao was crazy. Pol Pot was crazy. Thousands of dictators in the last 6,000 years in every society and every culture go crazy and demand total power and total control and start demanding human sacrifice to prove that everyone's going to serve them properly. It just makes me sick. The nightmare of tyranny. When we start submitting to whatever government says and submitting to whatever corporations say, notice how big corporations are all thumbprint to buy that, face scan to buy that. We're going to search you to get in the park. We're going to ask you questions when you're in a car, 15, 20 questions, putting it in a government database. We're going to have airport-style announcements now in malls and over 5,000 hotels. Airport announcements of look and watch for people. Do you see unattended bags? Report it immediately. Look for firearms. It's an Orwellian state. And they're just easing us into it ahead of the giant false flags they're going to blame on domestic groups. And then they are going to have decisive victories, they believe, crushing opposition and demonizing opposition and the FEMA camps and all the control freak Soviets who I watch their talk shows, listen to them, see their writings. They're just rubbing their hands together saying, we're going to shut you down, Jones. We're going to shut down. We're going to take property. We're going to take over companies. And through the government, they're all imagining their power. And they have White House petitions for a new Soviet federal militia that will crush the gun owners and how they're volunteering to crush us and take our property and take our ranches and take our children in national service, as the White House chief of staff said repeatedly, a national service to the homeland, and just how they're going to run everything, and their status is ascending in their uniform and their government agency and their bureaucracy, and the word has gone forth to drive us into submission and henpeck us and dominate us and get in our face and just let us know they own us, and the age of total state is here, and the hordes of bureaucrats sent forth to eat out our substance, an orgy of foaming at the mouth, vampire parasitic, boot-licking, scurvy-ridden, rat-headed, chicken-neck, nobody's begging for evil, begging for wicked power, begging to be released. Now that's what you're facing. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. Carl, what do you think of that?
Hey, bro. Yeah, my take on that is exactly this. It's a psyop against every walk of life of the American people. Totally.
Yeah, they're saying we're all terrorists. That pregnant woman, your grandpa, that five-year-old, they're dead. We'll kill them if we want.
Exactly. What I'm wondering is how in the world can police and military not see this?
It's for their brainwashing. No, they want the guys that see it to get out, so the guys that are all into, listen to devil metal, driving into work, satanic tattoos all over them, rage, power, death, blah, 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 they're going to get what they want. This is their conjuring, their death. Like Germany, they're going to burn. They're all going to die, too. Yeah, they love it.
I echo your sentiment. I absolutely do. And I just, I'm just perplexed and just blown away how this is going to be carried out. How they're going to be able to do this. I mean, if the police and military don't wake up now about this, and then we are doomed.
I mean, it's so over the top. It's beyond Death Race 2000. Can we cue that back up? I mean, this is an actual clip from Death Race 2000, but we put clips of news articles about drones, checkpoints, them killing people, training to shoot old ladies, training to shoot kids. I mean, this is what they're doing. That's what the video games are. That's what the Prozac is. That's what all of it is. They're telling us torture is good. Secret arrest is good. What is that? What's your comment on that?
Well, it's disgusting. I mean, I can see through that, but anybody who doesn't see that, it has to be totally either brainwashed, have been programmed to not to be able to see this. And I just don't know.
We are being dehumanized. They always dehumanize an enemy before killing them. And now they're saying in all the manuals, all the training, and they go, yeah, we got 2 billion bullets. We need hundreds of thousands of targets of five-year-old children to shoot.
Yes, exactly. I have a question. It was what you were starting the show with. You were talking about Mechel and Rasa at the beginning of the program.
Yes.
Now, in March 2005, Bush, Martin, and Fox signed the SBP Act, the Security Prosperity Partnership Act. Now, by default, doesn't that make all the undocumented citizens that come over here across the border, doesn't that make them?
No, that's why they already issue a continent North American card for 5 years. They did the treaty. They've got to get our guns. It's in UN treaty. They've got to get rid of the borders because it's in the treaty. No, that's it.
Right, so they're North American Union citizens by default.
No, that's it. That's what came out in the lawsuit when they got the documents. Judicial Watch did. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Folks, if I freaked out a little bit just now, this stuff's really getting to me. I mean, what I'm saying is real. What I'm telling you about is happening. And that's the attitude of these guys. And it's evil, folks. America has evil coming over it. So I can get into character. I can be Yosemite Sam. I can talk like Optimus Prime. I can talk like Darth Vader if I want. It's just who I am. But I can actually get in and actually, what's the term? You know, stream what these people are like. Get into character. Channel, I think, is the word, but not literally. And I mean, this is the culture. This is it. I've studied history. This is a culture of total evil. Trying to force the good culture. America and the West and other countries still has a lot of good, folks. But America's been taken over as a command base to project evil worldwide. Our government is run by foreign banks that run Al-Qaeda and is projecting Al-Qaeda worldwide. Let's go ahead and go to this Death Race 2000 audio and video. It's so powerful, the video. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you've got to get over there and subscribe today to be able to see the video the guys have been putting together. But the audio is powerful as well. This is satire from 1975 based on eugenics. Now it's become reality with these targets and all the rest of it. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, let's be clear here. I'm going to go to break, come back with more of your calls. I want to play part of this Air Force video. A foreign banking cartel running the technological technocracy, in their own words, is building a global surveillance automated control system with combat robots on the ground, in the air, in the sea, and under the sea, everything going robot automated, they control. With paramilitary forces to back up the robots in the major city, mega city groups. This is total tyranny. Look at Death Race 2000. The plot, in the late 70s, the United States is no more due to a financial crisis and military coup. Major political parties have collapsed into a single bipartisan party, which also acts as a unified national church. See, they're demonizing the group that actually would be who would resist it. It's a liberal perspective. The resulting fascist police state, the United Provinces, is headed by Mr. President. The country is kept satisfied through a stream of gory, gladiatorial entertainment, including the annual transcontinental death race, a symbol of modern values versus a way of life. During the coast-to-coast three-day race, points are scored not just for speed, but for the number of innocent pedestrians killed in the race. And then see, by that, then you don't care about your neighbors when they die. This is what they've actually done to us. David Carradine is the most celebrated racer and is the government's champion. He is supposedly part human and part machine, rebuilt after many crashes, and it just goes on from there. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the robot army, the latest robot weapons. This is an official Air Force video press release, and that Obama is announcing the Predators, the Reapers are all going live. It was a conspiracy. There were no bullets. There were no drones. We didn't do Fast and Furious. Oh, well, we did. See, it was all for you. You're the big target. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Micro air vehicles, or MAVs, will play an important role in future warfare. The urban battlefield calls for tools to increase the warfighter's situational awareness and capacity to engage rapidly, precisely, and with minimal collateral damage. MAVs will be integrated into future Air Force layered sensing systems. These systems may be airdropped or hand-launched, depending on the mission requirements.
Oh, it's a little bumblebee.
The small size of MAVs allows them to be hidden in plain sight. Once in place, an MAV can enter a low-powered extended surveillance mode for missions lasting days or weeks.
Hit pause.
This may require the...
I'm going to come back, take calls, and get to this properly in the third hour. By the way, you know that what I said last week, the on record, MIT and the Pentagon admit this, the smart meters are surveillance systems hiding in plain view on your house, exactly as I said. And we get a Pentagon deal and it shows it sitting, hiding over by the power pole, surveilling you. And they've already deployed these in the National Forest. I actually saw a Denver Post article 7 years ago about unarmed combat droids. They're already testing in the more rural areas to see how people get affected by it. And they've got other special combat drones people think are aliens. Globalists are taking your money, your energy. In Europe, it's like 70%. In Britain, about 50%. Here, about 45%. And they build the world they want. And it's a bunch of combat robots. And just after during the break, we're like, look at Fox News. They were showing ads. And it was Chevy ads where drones are chasing your car, but your car gets away. Or you don't have a family dog. Now it's a robot dog that interfaces with the car that's watching you. And see, that's what Apple and Google are announcing. Oh, the new computers will watch you. By the way, Marcos Morales back there doing graphics. He hurt his back a little bit, so he's had a stand-up desk lately doing graphics. And he said, listen, I haven't searched stand-up desk, nothing. I use this lectern you had. And he goes, I know this thing's listening to me because whatever we talk about in here pops up as ads. And he had all these ads coming in about stand-up desk. And for a hurt back, and he looked at his searches, nothing about hurt backs, nothing about any of that. Of course, it might have synced with his phone, and they had a patent out 7 years ago that Google uses the microphones to listen to you with keyword to then, they said, if we hear a barking dog, we put a dog food ad up. It's like public schools watching you at home. It's like paper targets of pregnant women and five-year-olds the police were training to kill. 2 billion rounds of ammo, checkpoints, all of it illegal, foreign banks running us. What are we not going to put up with? Because once you have no morals, once you have no standards, the sky's the limit. The limit is the tyrants you have over you. And we have the very worst tyrants I've ever seen. Tate in Michigan, you want to talk about eugenics in the Middle East. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I really think that the United States and the mainstream media have really shown their true color, the way they're treating Hegel for some basically patriotic statements that he made. And I'm really wondering why nobody's talking about the article on January 27th in Haaretz, where the Israeli health minister had to admit that they've been sterilizing their African, their Ethiopian community with Depo Provera.
Yeah, I didn't see that article. I mean, they're doing sterilization all over the world, but it doesn't exist. So what's the headline on that article?
If you just Google or start page Israeli sterilization of Ethiopians, and you'll read up all the articles that they were giving Depo-Provera injections to these Ethiopian women since 1985, and that's why their population has dropped so much.
Now, did they do it forcibly?
No, they actually did it without them knowing.
Well, that is forcibly. That's absolutely horrible. Yeah, no, that's standard. I mean, Israel took 110,000 Sephardic or Arab Jews. I mean, the genetics are very similar, not European Jews. Same derivation connections, actually, in the groups, but it's the darker-skinned Jews. From 1951 to 1961, and they killed, something like 20,000 of them died right after it happened. But they basically microwaved them or put them in radiation bakers. And they tell them, you're going to get a dental appointment. And they take the kids, so sick, down and fry them. But it's anti-Semitic to not want to kill Jews, so I think Israel did the right thing. I'm being sarcastic. It's totally sick. I mean, if you don't want to abort Mexican babies, you're racist against Mexicans. But if you want to, you know, abort them, then it's really cool and good, according to the media and Planned Parenthood. Sacrifice your kids to Moloch, as I heard one of the crew saying earlier. You know, you'll make more money, kill your kid. So, yeah, it's totally sick. Anything else you'd like to add?
Hey, man, I think you're fantastic. Love you.
Well, brother, thanks for putting up with me. I'm just pretty freaked out about what's happening. We're about to start the next hour. More of your calls, a bunch of special reports, a bunch of financial news. I'm going to play this whole Air Force video about the new surveillance bots that are going to be in everybody's house. Well, they're already there. It's called the smart meter. It's called your computer. It's called your iPhone. But now they're going to be mobile and combat ready. We're going to get to the different mechanisms to kill you and your family with the new robots. By the way, it's going to be a felony to fight back against a robot. They're going to be considered human. You aren't.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to get into all the other economic news I haven't gotten to yet. And yes, I'm going to air here on the radio/TV, top-rated Harlem Shake, a review. And what we do is we hijack viral memes. We usually create the memes, and nine times out of ten or more. But sometimes we attempt to hijack memes. And it's the featured video up at Infowars.com. I got Kurt reposting it to the top of the page. It'll be up there in a few minutes. Secrets of the Harlem Shake. And we want to ask you to Twitter that out and Facebook that out and everything, because this way we can reach people that aren't normally into the biomechanical New World Order extermination, digital smart dust takeover. The globalist, what they call the new evolution of their merger with machine. Their other experiments didn't go too well, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to Tom in Kansas, retired police officer on DHS, listening on XM 166. What is your take, sir, on paper targets of 5-year-old children and pregnant women?
Well, I find it disgusting and nauseating. By the way, have you seen any of the targets?
Yes, I have.
Are the people in the targets, the children and the mothers, are they armed?
Yes, they are. And so it's a demonization of gun owners. I get it's for instinctive shooting. The point is that they're fully segueing. Homeland Security wanted these with their 2 billion bullets.
Well, those targets used to be the ones that you were not supposed to shoot. It's completely reversed now.
Do you think this is going to wake people up? Or
I know it's waking people up. In the Midwest, people are pretty much awake. I keep in contact with the current law enforcement. The Johnson County Sheriff, Frank Denning, he came out and wrote an article about keeping the Second Amendment alive in Kansas. And then I watched Strategic Relocation, and I'm working through the workbook. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Kansas and Missouri were listed as one of the two best places in the country. Did I get that right?
Yes. If you're not up in Idaho or the Rocky areas, they were. Joel really knows his stuff. Certain areas of the Ozarks, he was saying, were good.
Yes, I remember that, too.
There's a lot of elitists moving into those areas.
And then my daughter, Kathleen, came home for Christmas. She goes to school in Chicago. And when we got home, we found a box cutter in her purse. So the TSA's all over it. The weapon that brought single-handedly brought down the Twin Towers, my daughter brought home over Christmas in her purse.
Well, it's all about teaching us that we're criminals. It's all being taught that we are basically felons, so that we can now all be stripped of our rights. And look, it's so over the top. It's a psyop, the drones, the checkpoints. It's all an attempt to intimidate us. I think the globalists are miscalculating. I think it's really angering and waking people up.
It is. Trust me, it is. And I mean, okay, I just trained two new people this week in home respiratory industry. Both of them brought it up on their own. These are just normal 30-year-olds. And both of them said, something's weird, something's wrong. I feel like I need to be getting ready. I need to, you know, maybe get prepared for something. But then neither one of them could put their finger on it because, you know, they're not connected.
I can't tell you how many times I'd be, because Dallas was pretty rough when I grew up. We'd be sitting out at a park bench or something, and I'd have a bad feeling, and all of a sudden a carload of guys would pull up and start something. I mean, it's just everybody feels it, just like birds know before a tornado forms. But you can see all the signs, too. But even if people aren't politically savvy, everybody can feel it. You're right.
I hope it's God waking everybody up. We're going to need supernatural help because this is a good war against good against evil. It just is.
You're right, and it's incredibly deceptive. And people better really search their soul and hit their knees and ask God to open their eyes up and their mind up because, folks, you don't want to be with the New World Order. I mean, imagine, folks, what it's going to be like down the road if we don't turn things around. It's just going to get more and more out of control.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. And we are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for joining us here into the third hour today. I want to continue with your calls, and then I will get into U.S. Air Force developing terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets here in America. And Obama and others are announcing that they will deploy the Pentagon drones against us. So that's all official now. And the 2 billion bullets, Homeland Security also bought $2 million worth of paper targets. They requested the company, one of the largest in the nation, design them with children, five-year-olds, pregnant women, and women holding children. They call it no hesitation. So training for their new enemy, serving under the banner of the New World Order. So hope everybody enjoys that. Newark bill would force gun owners to buy at least $1 million in insurance. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. And we've got sheriff warns of second American revolution if gun grabbers get their way. Milwaukee County law enforcer urges his citizens to arm themselves. The sheriff was on with us, and we did an article about it. And it's up at Infowars.com with the video and DrudgeReport.com. Also carried it there on the left-hand side, partway down. You can find Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee. A very important interview, very important quotes about how it's going to be a massive civil war that will dwarf, absolutely dwarf, the second American Revolution. I'm looking for the quote here. Will dwarf the first. A Milwaukee County sheriff has warned that a second American revolution may be sparked if unconstitutional gun laws are enforced by police and sheriff's departments. And it goes on, Sheriff David Clark recently urged his citizens he serves to consider learning firearm safety because a duty to protect yourself and your family. And he went on to again say that, first of all, to me, that would be an act of tyranny if the government tries to take the guns. So the people of Milwaukee County do not have to worry about me enforcing some sort of order that goes out and collects everybody's handguns or rifles or any kind of firearm and makes them turn them in, Clark said. The reason is I don't want to get shot, because I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American revolution, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale by comparison, the sheriff went on to say. And therein lies the heart of the issue, the absolute bedrock core of this whole thing. In the old days, even of an empire like the British, who'd never been beaten by the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the French, the Germans, nobody. Never been beaten. In 1776. But because the population was armed and knew how to use their guns and engaged in guerrilla war, they beat them over 6 years. They beat them. Because pound for pound, you fire your musket, but I'll run you through. I'm going to sell my life to get your life. That's why it's all about the drones and the combat robots and the smart dust and the bioweapons they spray, and everybody gets sick, and then nobody can even get angry anymore. And now they're releasing, I've seen major evidence of this, new vaccines, but I believe they're already testing it unwittingly. I mean, they always do. They're always getting caught doing it. We were just talking about it last segment. Forced sterilization going on in different countries, still ongoing, expanding. So-called vaccines that make you not get angry again. And what they do is go in and attack your brain and actually eat synapses associated with high intelligence, activity, aggression, lust, basically your propulsion drive. And so everybody's freaked out because free will is being taken right now. And the weaker people are already succumbing to it, and a lot of us are dead already. And when everybody finally starts to wake up, it's going to be kind of too late. So just remember you were warned. Remember you were told about this. It's a diabolical scientific plan. And if it sounds crazy, you haven't looked at the evidence. You don't understand we're dealing with a technocracy. Everything they do is about observable science. They're testing on us. They're plotting. They're tracking. They've got competing systems of control in a unified field. And it is a eugenics-based system where we're seen as a disease and must be removed. And so things only get worse under the New World Order. They don't get better. And they're seeing what they can get away with right now. Obamacare, meant to destroy the economy, meant to bankrupt poor people, meant to make businesses lay off employees, giant payroll tax increases, and that's only a small fraction of the new taxes. The economy stalling out, advertising revenue and the trade publications stalling out, manufacturing stalling out, retail purchasing stalling out, and the government shut something like 45 power plants just last week. And they're going to just keep shutting them down. Many of them brand new, never been turned on, won't let them turn them on. All over the country, Texas, Alabama, California, New York, Kentucky, West Virginia, Michigan, they're just turning them off, turning them off, turning them off, just turning the lights off in America, just flipping the switches. It's like when they're turning the HAL 9000 off in 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm afraid, Dave, I'm afraid. But they're not turning off some evil computer, they're turning us off. While China builds three new plants a week. People go, why do you obsess over power plants so much? Half your power or more comes from that, the coal power plants. And I mean, let me tell you, when you're paying double or triple for your electricity bill and every other product and everything that gets pushed out there via electricity, it's going to hurt us bad. It's going to hurt everybody. It's going to hurt the lunch money. It's going to hurt the close money. It's going to hurt the rent money. It's going to hurt the investment money. It's going to hurt the college money. It's going to hurt the restaurant money. It's going to hurt the jet ski money. It's going to hurt the medicine money. It's going to hurt us bad. And I'm just sitting there watching the feds and the globalists just stabbing America, going, "We sure love you. We're sure liberal. We sure care about your country." And I'm watching this country bleed out in front of me while they buy billions of bullets and launch drones on us, and the feds buy tens of thousands of cutouts of little kids are practicing to shoot. I mean, and it's just going to get crazier and crazier because we got mad dog, lunatic, control freak, eugenicist, environmental, cult, psychopath, demon, hell force running things. And I'm just somebody desperately trying to get you out of your coma. Paul Revere from Texas. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've got three main points for you today. I just want to start by saying I'm a huge fan and a longtime listener. I really want to commend you for your hard work because you really are doing the work of God, and there's not many out there that are so dedicated to fight against tyranny as you. But just don't worry and stay strong because the forces of good are on our side. We're all praying for you, Alex.
Well, I appreciate those prayers, and I know it is up to God. The problem is the churches have been federalized and are there saying worship tyranny. They're absolute demons up there at the pulpit.
Yeah, the first thing I just wanted to bring up was your appearance on Piers Morgan, and I really think that you did a great job, and most people just don't understand what was going on behind the scenes and why it is that you are the way that you are as vocal, because that's what unlocks people's minds. That's what breaks them out.
He's a liar, enemy agent, lying, sworn to destroy our liberties. These are tyrants, and I'm sick of them. I can hardly be in a room with them.
I know. I listen to you every day, Alex, and I'm just as mad as you are. And one thing that really disgusts me was last night when I saw the news pop up of these new shooting targets that they're creating with pregnant women and children having guns. I mean,
said 10 years ago, we're torturing people's kids in front of their parents to try to get the public to accept it. There was a backlash, so they backed off. I mean, that's who runs things. People that torture little kids. Of course, they're trying to sell us on being like them. Do you understand? They need to normalize all this before they roll against us. And instead of letting them condition us to accept it, we need to get angry and understand their trick and never submit to them spiritually, mentally, financially. We are at war with these people. You understand? This is war. This is war. They're training to kill us. This is war with a degenerate enemy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay, Alex. And we are reaching the breaking point in tyranny in this country, and that's why I wanted to announce to you and your listeners that I have an event that I'm organizing right now called the Ride for Liberty, and it's going to be on the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride, and we're going to do a march. I'm going to be dressed as Paul Revere himself with a cast of historical characters with me. And on the 17th of April, we're doing Dallas, and then on the 18th, we're coming to Austin, hopefully to do a demonstration in front of the steps of the Capitol of Texas, and I've been sending out my flyers. I just sent some to your people.
I think Rob Jacobson mentioned that to me a few days ago. Do you have a Twitter or Facebook or something?
I do have a Facebook. I just got it going. It's facebook.com/rideforliberty. So go ahead and go like that.
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Micah Coleman. And
all right, well, big things have small beginnings. Good job. I think everybody should try to do. We should have Paul Revere rides everywhere. People that have horses, nothing gets attention like that in a city. And check your local laws, but it's legal and lawful to ride horses in most areas. They ride them up and down South Congress. I ought to organize, I talked about that a few weeks ago, a Paul Revere ride with a bunch of us on horses riding up and down South Congress saying the criminal government's taking over. And again, it's things like that that capture the imagination. There must be some kind of way out of here. Alex Jones here back live. In this short segment, I'm going to play an analysis I did of the Harlem Shake, a super viral video online. It's been posted up at the top of Infowars.com right now. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it says Secrets of the Harlem Shake, and we're just hijacking this mega viral meme that looks like it may be the second coming of Gangnam Style. Here's my breakdown. But first, the InfoWars crew doing the Harlem Shake, including myself. Here it is.
And like I told you, I'm not playing games about this information. You're going to get up on
Con los terroristas.
Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake has gone viral since it first appeared on YouTube back on February 2nd, being seen more than 60 million times. But what's important to note here is that the Harlem Shake's only words are "with the terrorist" or "we are with the terrorist" in Spanish rhythmically over and over and over again. And that's fine. It's a joke. We've many times made the point that they use Homeland Security against marijuana smokers, Amish people selling raw milk. And so the joke is, oh my gosh, look at those evil Amish. They're with Al-Qaeda. I get the joke. My point is that when school children go to school and sing this in English, as people are now doing, "I'm with the terrorist" over and over again, like Gangnam Style, "hey, sexy lady," will they be thrown in jail? We're seeing 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds charged with probation officers and going to trial for having water guns and cap guns and just playing with their friends. We're seeing people expelled from school or the police being called for Nerf guns or Hello Kitty bubble guns that project bubbles. Why is the hypocrisy getting so over the top? It's because the establishment is setting the precedent to selectively enforce their thought police edicts. If the globalist mouthpieces of Hollywood and the music industry want to push anti-family, violent garbage and promote mass murder and killing, that's okay. If a song wants to say, "we're with the terrorist," it's just a joke. But when your child's in the front yard playing with a Nerf gun, it's not. When your child talks to friends at school and says, "let's go play with water guns after school, here's mine," they're going to get arrested and charged. This is part of the thought police system, where they're above the law and they selectively set the rules. So you have been warned. And here's an example of that. I was reading a Billboard article with the creators of this particularly catching jingle, and they said, "we put it out there, we want people to use it, we've told people to use it, but if we choose, we'll block it and claim copyright." That wouldn't hold up in court, but they don't care. Most people don't know their rights, so who knows? They may even block this video because we were mildly critical. In closing, the Harlem Shake and things like Gangnam Style are part of an arrested development promotion system where the social engineers want to basically freeze development of men and women at the age of about 12-year-olds so that we never become serious, focused adults. And having a good time has a place, but you're not supposed to do it 24/7. A free people have a serious and focused mind. I'm Alex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And again, that is the report, Secrets of the Harlem Shake, posted up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com in the features. And some people say, why even cover something like that? Well, if we would have got in early on the Gangnam Style thing, I don't know, a year ago or whatever, that has been seen, I don't know, billions of times, and made commentary on it, like, look at how this guy acts effeminate. Look at how, you know, he behaves in a mindless manner. Look at how this is force-fed as the new thing to be stylish. This is all part of the psychological warfare program. Here, let's look at statements by, you know, some of the executives at MTV about how they want to wreck the family. Then I could have gotten millions of people to wake up to that. We have to use the enemy propaganda against them. We have to piggyback on it and expose it. We have to use their names, their information to boomerang or like judo around them. I'm not saying the Harlem Shake people are evil or New World Order, or even the Gangnam Style guy. They're all just products of this whole thing. But the video is saying, "I'm with the terrorist, I'm with the terrorist." Just all part of this joke. But they want you to be the terrorist. They're going to say you're a terrorist, so you have no rights and take everything you've got. The globalists will take everything if we don't stand up. The reason America has been so successful, I'll explain that when we come back and go to your phone calls. Stay with us.
What I have been pushed, I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to take a bunch of your calls, have your point and question ready so I get to the next person. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and then I will blitz through a bunch of news on the economy and foreign news. And they were just showing me a CNN report during the break where they're carjacking everybody in Peru while they're in traffic, robbing them. That used to happen here until they did concealed carry. And then, of course, they quit doing that unless you're in Chicago or New York where you can do it safely. And we looked up, I've looked up Peru's very restrictive gun control there. It's just so amazing, so amazing. Now, there it is, robbed in traffic jam, gang in Peru targeting anyone stuck in traffic. And the answer is, look at this, they just come up and rob you because they're armed, but you're not. Amazing. Again, we also stream video on TV. If you're a new listener on the radio, it's InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, the original name of the video service. It has the video of the daytime show, the live nighttime show. It's been live lately. Sometimes it's taped. All my films, so much more. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That way you can share them. One membership is 11. I said it was 10, but technically it's your membership and then 10 more. So it's 11 people can simultaneously log in with the same username passcode. So create an original username passcode that's easy to remember. Share it with friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to run it till the end of this month. Just a few more days. You can get a year membership and get 5.3 months off the yearly. So instead of paying $5.95 a month, it's $3 and something. So, I mean, what's $3 and change for 11 memberships? I know it's 59 cents a person for 10 memberships a month, but it's actually 11. What is that, like 53, 54 cents a person a month? PrisonPlanet.tv. That pays for the bandwidth, and we put a lot of work into it, the reporters and the crew. And I want to thank all of you that are members at PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage all of you to do it today, but also support us by buying the books, the videos, the t-shirts, supporting our sponsors, InfoWarsStore.com, the Pro Pure Water Filters with the Pro One, anti-fluoride filters, the best out there. Nobody else has got anything close to it. Look at the side-by-side comparisons, 10% off, promo code WATER. And spread the word about the broadcast, because I am a maniac, and maybe because I am a maniac is why I saw through their garbage so early. It's not like it's hard to see through this. Give me a break. Anybody who's cracked a history book knows it's like a Groundhog Day repeat of a nightmare, to talk about another Bill Murray movie. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in North Carolina. Then we'll talk to Lee, Jason, Daniel, Jeff, and others. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, I appreciate you allowing me to express a point of view. I just got a quick point. I'll try and be brief here, and then I have a solution. The Patriot Act was appropriately named, looking back on it. I bought into it at the time because I was under hypnosis, like a lot of people still are today. But like you always say, it was never about Al-Qaeda. People out there, new people that are listening for the first time today, or you just started listening recently, the Patriot Act was never about Al-Qaeda. It was always about the people who would eventually resist this total domination agenda. Now, a solution that I've been trying to think of for a while now and come up with this, I know, Alex, you're not going to like it. Probably most of your listeners aren't. So I will put that disclaimer on it for anyone who wants to use this against you. But I think that if we expose this New World Order agenda as being out a Talmudic Jewish supremacist agenda, I think that's the best way to get the Jewish community as a whole to put pressure on them to back off.
But see, I don't think that the New World Order system, every major government uses the same systems of manipulation. Even if they're enemies with another government, they will use whatever the latest tyranny is, whatever the most effective system is, whether it's ancient or brand new, to suppress people. And obviously, you could say in the history of European finance and the Rothschilds and stuff, that, you know, there's a lot of powerful Jews in the New World Order. That's undoubtable. But if you look at it, they were like funding Hitler and then getting double-crossed by him, and they were double-crossing him. And then Jews tried to get out of Germany, and they rich Jews had to pay certain select groups and rabbis millions and millions of equivalent dollars to get out. If they didn't have it, they had a deal with Hitler. They wouldn't let him leave. I mean, just that's all mainstream history, by the way. It's not popularly known, but that doesn't blame Jews for that. I mean, why would Jews irradiate with the ringworm children, is what they called it, in the 50s, 110,000 Jewish kids? I mean, my issue is, here's an example. My dad had a Jewish professor who was the head of the botany department named Speer, and he was Jewish. And, you know, he talked up eugenics, and he said, not Hitler eugenics. No, 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 but we do need to, you know, engineer society and do all this. And he would say, now not Hitler, but you know, Hitler just did the wrong thing. And so for me, it's a eugenics cult, and about the elite being God, and they're going to harness science, and they're going to get rid of the rest of us. And, you know, the Nazis are saying everybody's subhuman and they're the elite. You could take some Old Testament interpretations of Goyim and things. And, you know, the outsider is, you know, isn't human or isn't, you know, valuable, so we can kill them. Every culture tends to do that in one period of its system or not. I mean, look at Mecha, La Raza. They say for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Sounds like the Ku Klux Klan. Same deal. You know, the globalist at the highest levels, it's a super architecture of manipulation. But sure, I mean, you see a lot of prominent Jews calling for gun control, but they have their own bodyguards. You do see, Israel firsters promoting U.S. tax money to buy M16s for people in Israel, but then saying, I shouldn't be able to have a gun. So there is that liberal socialist New York, you know, thing that so many Jews have been inculcated in the last 150 years that is there. But, I mean, I can show you countries where 80% of people are socialist in Latin America. So, I mean, my whole issue is also the whole anti-Jew crowd. It becomes a cop-out for just getting involved in fighting evil. Because I've always pointed out, you know, it's either the Catholics run it or the Masons run it or the Jews run it. People are always obsessed with that. And then they all fight with the other camps about you're covering up for the Masons, you're covering up for the Jews, you work for the Russians, you know. And for me, it's evil. It's systems of corruption. Whoever's behind it, you can argue that all day. It's blocks of corruption, and they're all feeding on their own people. A lot of this is tribal. I mean, you always hear about Italian organized crime. Why don't you ever hear about WASP mafia or Jewish mafia or Irish mafia? I mean, that's all been just as prolific as Italian. I'll tell you what happened. The Italians got too big for their britches in the 50s and started muscling out the Jewish mafia and some of the others, and that's why they got whacked. And they used law enforcement to selectively shut them down. The Italians got cut out. And there was kind of an internal coup at the CIA with Catholics trying to take it over, and there was a connection to Sicily, and it's pretty heavy stuff. But the whole point is that, yes, I'm against the Jewish mafia. And the Jewish mafia founded the ADL in 1913, on record. Jewish mobsters founded it, and they are trying to get rid of free speech, but not, I don't dislike them because they're reportedly Jewish. It's because they're a mafia, or at least they were as they were founded, and they're an anti-civil rights group that runs law enforcement in almost every city. So we've got off into the whole, Jewish obsession. Would you like to have a counterpoint?
Yes, I'd appreciate that. The way I see it, though, and I woke up about 8 years ago, and it took me about 2 years. I used to fight all these guys that talk about this kind of thing. But the way I see it, everything that has to do, and I've checked the names and bios. That's how I came to this conclusion. I checked the names and bios of all the key figures behind of all these agendas, the banking, the society, the destruction of the family, society, all of that. And it seems like there's a lot of infighting in the Jewish community. But one thing they all seem to agree on is they do agree that they like for Jews to be in control of everything. That seems to be, they all agree that that should be the natural order of the universe.
And pretty much every group says that. You know, the British royalty said they had a right to rule everybody. And look, I've pointed out, you know, Israel's got race mixing laws. You never hear that in the news, but it's true. It's just that I think obsessing on groups. Here's another issue. You know, I get emails 6-7 years ago going, you're going to have me on to expose that it's all a Catholic conspiracy and that Catholics are the devil, or I'm going to expose you as working for them. Well, if the person would have said, here's my proof, I'd like to come on, I probably would have had him on. It's all like a mental illness out there. And I go back and forth, but the most vitriolic disinformation crowd I've ever run into is the anti-Jewish crowd. I mean, they're like, we're going to come to your house and kill you. This is where you live. And it's some other poor guy named Alex Jones, very common name. And the person's calling me up going, call these people off. They're at my house. Lying about my family, lying about all sorts of stuff, all because I said that my wife's grandfather was Jewish. And I said that because I'm not ashamed of that. It was like a Jewish doctor. Now, my wife's a Christian. Her dad, Christian family. The whole point is that it doesn't matter. So I've said, I'm Jewish. Fine. I'm Jewish then. My whole issue is that I get... See, Israel itself, this came out, bombed areas in Iraq and in Spain in the 40s and 50s to get Jews to leave and move to Israel. But see, that's an organized crime syndicate engaged in social engineering. And then I would expand on that, the cop-out. Regardless, let's say there's corruption in government, people using systems of control. Are we smart enough to figure those things out and beat it for the betterment of society? And I mean, Aaron Russo was Jewish, did a great job fighting the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, speaking out against it. And I knew that guy, hung out with him, got to know him well. Very nice guy. I know a lot of people that are Jewish who are really smart, neat, hardworking people. And then all I ever hear is the stereotype about how Jews are the absolute filth of the earth. And it's totally, avant-garde to be into this for about 10 years to just absolutely hate Jews all day. And then... So all I'm saying is the people, what did Cass Sunstein, who's Jewish, say? He said, we'll infiltrate the conspiracy groups that don't believe official stories, and we'll sow all sorts of horrible stuff to make alternative media look bad. And undoubtedly, I said Hal Turner, at least 11 years ago, was a Fed. Nobody gets on air and says, kill feds, kill judges, kill police. Alex Jones is scum. Alex Jones is filth. He won't say it's the Jews. I said, that guy's a Fed. I could look at him. I could watch him. And hackers broke in, got the data that the FBI was handling him, so he was no good to them. So they let a state judge go after him, and he's in prison. So many times, I'm telling you, it's even bigger than that. And I don't just say that as a political correct cop-out. It's bigger than that. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
I do, and I do appreciate your points, but I still maintain I could talk about this all day and the facts that I have to back it up. I just made it very brief here, but...
No, there is a Jewish mafia at the heart of the New World Order. But at the heart of it is also a... And they always make fun of this, the anti-Jew people, because they're closet Hitler folks. In fact, a lot of them that weren't publicly pro-Hitler, later become pro-Hitler, and just go, oh, I've always loved Hitler. He's so wonderful. Hitler didn't do anything. He was a wonderful man, which I've studied the real history. He was absolutely a devil worshiper. But the point is that at the very top, it is Germanic, Luciferian, eugenicist, Jewish groups, Rothschilds right there. You've got the Catholic Church right there at the center of it. Not bashing Catholics, a lot of great people fighting abortion, whatever. But look at all the pedophilia and stuff. It's just any big thing over time gets corrupted and taken over. So see, it's a cop-out. Saying something's pure evil, you can never reform it or even fix it because you're just always saying it's the ultimate evil. And then you've got the British royalty that's really a Germanic death cult as well. But then it's intermarried with the Rothschilds now to a certain extent. And they're just devil worshippers at the top. It isn't even... But look, people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, look at how the West runs Al-Qaeda. And then supposedly Israel's fighting Al-Qaeda. It's all full spectrum dominance. Do you see what I'm saying? And of course, I shouldn't even get into what's at the top of this without properly breaking it all down because it's such a huge subject.
Well, I still don't buy it. I still maintain what I said at some level. I mean, you always use the argument, well, it's not just Israel. It's also the United States government, and it's the British government. And I mean, from my research, the Jews took over the American government and the British government a long time ago, so that's a straw man argument.
Let me ask you this question. So I'm trying to think of the best way to break this down. The Jews weren't even in most areas of the world until about 500 years ago. The exact same stuff went on in China, Japan. There were no Jews in Mesoamerica where they were chopping out some days 10,000 hearts a day and eating children like lunch meat. I just, it's this old thing of Jews being the root of evil. Okay. And then my issue is it's almost like people attack you if you don't become anti-Jewish with them, and then it forces you over into that camp while I have the ADL attacking me. See, I'm not in that camp either. I'm just here saying Bill of Rights, Constitution, I don't care who's involved. Let's get rid of the Federal Reserve. Yeah, but it's Jews. And I'm like, look, let's just get rid of the Federal Reserve. Okay? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? There's never any working towards waking people up. It's just Jew, 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 like a bunch of parrots in a tree, or Catholic, 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 or black, 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 Mexican, 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 white people, white people, white people. I go look at YouTube, and you got black folks, and they're going, whites are the devil, whites, 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 and whites are like, no, blacks are the devil, blacks, 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 and it just goes on and on and on and on. Okay, how did the Aztecs do bad things without Jews being there?
We're all guilty. But you've got
My question. How did they do bad? Because humans are good unless Jews are around, right?
No. There's evil in all groups. I, by the way, I'm not a white supremacist. That would be ridiculous.
Well, whatever. I mean, my whole issue is I understand that. Okay, I believe you. The point is, most of the people out there that were like, I don't hate Jews, I just hate Zionists. And then 2 years later, it's the Jews. I always hated them. And it's just, I just don't want to. It gives power to it to hate people. I hate evil people. And believe me, Piers Morgan's evil. And last time I checked, is he Jewish? Here's the deal. When I'm demonized and people say I'm evil and I'm CIA and all this, which I'm not, on the blood of my children, before God, I swear to God. Plus, there's no evidence. Look at my fruits. I mean, nobody works like this who's working for the system. I'm the real deal. Anyone with discernment knows it. But on my children, before God, I don't work for the system, the New World Order, any of it. I work for liberty and what I really believe to be the truth. Okay? People say, I'm Jewish. See, because they can't just say I'm evil. I'm Jewish. Well, I'm not Jewish. Okay? But I would probably be proud of more genetic variant. I'm proud of my Native American blood. People's white supremacists send me emails about that, about you Mongol filth. Just whatever, okay? I know my visions of the universe. I know I love humanity. I know I love children, whether they're German or Jewish or Chinese or Mexican. And that's all I can say. But you've had the floor, and I haven't even gotten to all this news, and I've got loaded phone lines, and this is just not fair. I need to get to Lee and Jason and Daniel and Jeff. I'll at least get to those folks. But now we've gone off into that whole realm of discussion, which if you read what Cass Sunstein says actually aids the Jewish mafia in controlling Jews, who are on average very highly productive, high IQ people. And, they've done studies and things, and it's like, there's, you can say in any group people are going to have high IQs, statistically very high IQs. And so the mafia wants to control them. Just like the Mexican mafia controls Mexicans and delivers them to abort their babies and use drugs and do all that. They don't care about the Mexicans to empower them. They're a mafia perched on top of them, funded by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations and the Ford Foundation. Ford was a Nazi. Why is he? What happened with the Ford Foundation? See, it's more sophisticated. If you go up to InfoWars.com, we've got some new articles up there. Retired cop desensitizing police training as brainchild of six social engineers dealing with the dehumanization of children to be killed in the new DHS targets with their 2 billion rounds. We know who the enemy is in their own training manuals, countless press releases, and now the actual targets of 5-year-old boys and pregnant mothers and teenage girls directly out of Death Race 2000. That's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Lee in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a personal story about the manufacturers of these disgusting police.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When your phone got on, it was good, but it's breaking up. I want to be able to hear your story. Put her on hold and call her back. Maybe I'll go into overdrive and talk to her. I want to hear her personal story, but it was sounded like her cordless phone's going out. Daniel in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, I'll make this quick. I wanted to read you an email that I got in response to from Senator John McCain. If you don't mind, I'll go kind of paragraph by paragraph because I know you like to touch on things sometimes, but let me know when you're ready. I'll start. All right. Thank you for, they even mispronounced the name here, but thank you for contacting my office regarding the tragic shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School and its impact on federal gun legislation. Appreciate your time taking the time to share your views with me. As you know, on December 14th, 2012, a mentally unstable man committed a senseless atrocity by murdering 20 students and 6 staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, got the name of this town wrong, Newton, Connecticut. While many Americans continue to try to rationalize this tragedy, it remains clear that the inhumane and depraved actions of this individual gunman appear to be motivated solely by his extremely disturbed state of mind. This is where it gets good. On January 16, 2013, President Obama and his administration introduced a 23-point plan which lays out both executive and legislative proposals that would attempt to prevent future violence. As the details of the president's proposals become more clear, I look forward to reviewing them and working with my colleagues to find sensible solutions that respect the Second Amendment, but also help us prevent these types of horrific events from happening ever again. While I'm an unwavering supporter of the Second Amendment, please know that I will seriously consider all reasonable public safety legislation that comes before the Senate. Thank you for contacting my office. So that's out here in Arizona, which I thought was one of the last American strongholds anyway, where we've got more guns in each house than people. That's the reply from our Arizona senator. It tells me that he's going to vote for...
Oh, yeah, no. McCain's a total New World Order piece of trash. And there's total election fraud. He hasn't been elected the last few times. And he just gets shouted down at every one of his town hall meetings. He wants total open borders. I mean, John McCain is the epitome of evil. I appreciate your call, Daniel. Just absolute filth. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Yeah, me and my wife, we've been battling CPS. They've come in like the day after Christmas. Only because they was off Christmas, they couldn't come over. But they come over the day after Christmas and took our kids from us, you know?
That's because you probably didn't know your rights. What was their excuse? They have a court order?
Well, they're still looking for an excuse right now. They don't even have any evidence.
Well, then they probably took your kids without a court order. They just do it color of law.
Well, they've neglected to give us kinship. They didn't even ask us for kinship.
Well, no, they don't want your kids being placed with family. They want your kids on up to 7 psychotropics being prepared.
And they're using, I'm a disabled veteran, and they're using my disability. They're saying, you know, well, you talk too loud, you make violent.
Yeah, I want people to hear this. They're now taking, in England and the U.S., it's the same social engineering, people's children if one parent has a physical or mental disability. Understand, if you get in a car wreck and get your back broken, they're going to take your kids. Especially if they're good-looking white kids. They get the high dollar amount. That's on record. So you need to sue them. You need to go to the media. And you need to not sign any of their agreements, because they'll get you to sign an agreement. You'll keep your kids if you sign this. And the agreement's to take them. And they go, ah, ha, ha, because they're criminals.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Taking phone calls when parents call in, begging for help, sometimes crying. And I'll say, why'd they take your child? Well, Billy fell off the jungle gym at school and broke his finger, and that's admitted, but they came to the house to do a talk and saw dog hair, and they said, we have a dirty house and must be neglectful. Or, I was in an accident and chopped my legs off, and my wife works, and they say we're in the poverty line, and they came and said they were doing an assessment and had to sign papers, and the next day took them. We don't know where they're at. We ain't seen them in 2 months. Because you don't know your rights and you're good people, they're going to prey on you. I mean, there's only one place, you know, you look at the Catholic Church, all the pedophiles, you find a lot more, believe it or not, not just at Penn State, but in the CPS. You pretty much got to be a pedophile to even be hired now by them. I'm not kidding. It's just an army of pure Satanists. They don't care about kids. They're not there to help kids. You always hear about black kids, covered with flies, you know, 10-year-old kid weighing 17 pounds, 20 pounds. Yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding. And the CPS will come and won't help them because that's a black meant to be killed. They're a eugenics army. That's Planned Parenthood, all of it. But if it's a white baby, woo, boy, crooked toenail, your kid's gone. So I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic. It tears my guts out. I get in this real cynical mode. I've psychoanalyzed myself to protect myself from the pain because I empathize with you, and that's why I hate the New World Order, and I hate them with a passion. And I hate all their works, but how did this start? I guess they're saying you're a vet and you're loud, so you're an evil vet. You can't have kids. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, pretty much the stuff that they trained me to do keeps me from being able to be a parent now, I guess. Now they tell me that, now that I get out. They didn't mention that on the brochure on the way in.
Well, you need to, the enemy is the troops. You're to be spiked like a cannon after a war, and they're not going to be any troops soon. It's all going to be robots. So, yeah, you're all be hunted down. Am I kidding, folks? Just get ready, vets. I guess you love the system. Well, it loves you, too. How did they, so what, they just came and said, what, you've got PTSD or something? I mean, what did they say?
Well, they said I might be a harm to the kids. So they had a police officer come in and pretty much he had his gloves on like he wanted to beat me up, you know?
And they go, you're a bad veteran. You're the scum of the earth. This Homeland Security ADL taught him that. Now, remember, no judge, no jury. You might be a possible terrorist. You can't own guns, Rahm Emanuel says. You might be a possible, you might. So how did this all get triggered? What, did you smart off to a neighbor or something?
I checked into the VA hospital for, you know, to get back straight, get my medicine straightened out and stuff. I had a little trip and in taking them, you know, and just try to get straightened back out. And
the VA went and got scooped your kids up, and now they don't want them to go to your family either, huh?
Well, when the doctor at the VA, you know, he kept me under observation, said, you know, you're good to go. You're good to go home. Well, when I get back home, then these licensed clinical social workers, not PhD doctors,
drug pushers. Let me ask you this. I'm sure you've got family. How old are your children?
I'm 12, 10, 4, and 2.
Now, you know when they cry for you, that's going to be called mental illness. You need to make sure they're not being drugged. You need to go to the media when their teeth aren't brushed and stuff because they will decline. Have you been able to see your children?
Very rarely. They act like they ain't got time to make a scheduled visit. But then we look on YouTube here today, and my social worker is on YouTube from the Daily News, asleep on the job inside the car. She's about as big as the car that she's sitting
in. No, I know. She's probably a victim of it. Is it a big... Yeah, I know who it is, yeah. I know who it usually is.
She was torturing that Ford Explorer she was sitting in. And
well, listen, you got to hit them, sir. You got to go to the media. You got to go to the church. You got to stand out with signs. They'll give you your kids back and go grab other victims. See, they could grab 10 kids, even if you don't get your kids back. Fighting them politically will take up their energy and protect other kids. And if you stand up, God will probably come in and help you. But you've got to do that first. And just, you didn't get due process, sue them, stand up against their blob forces. God bless you. I'll pray for you.